I was projecting anyway, because I'm used to talking over teenagers in this room and wondering and making sure that they're listening. So yes, this space is one of my comfort zones, actually, but not usually so formally. Normally it's pretty much me just walking around in Roman when I get to give a message there. So thank you again for having me here this morning to come and share about Teen Central. Now, usually when I go on speaking arrangements and I get to share about Teen Central with churches or organizations, I start by telling a little bit about myself, how I got involved with Teen Central, giving an overview of the programming, showing a video so people know what our space looks like. And as I was prepping this morning, I was like, I think most of you know who I am. I think most of you share the passion for this ministry here at Teen Central and know a lot about what Teen Central does and who we are, and you certainly are familiar with the space. So I decided to cut right to the good stuff today and share some testimonies with you about how I see God working here at Teen Central. And then opening it up, I'm going to share some more of our deeper prayer requests that I normally don't get to share with congregations when I go out, but I know you all are so faithful praying for Teen Central and our students that I wanted to share a little bit deeper of prayer requests for our ministry. And then I will open it up for a time of questions in case you do want to know about me or a little bit deeper about the programming, the stuff that I would usually go into a little bit more depth with. But again, since you are pretty familiar with Teen Central, I figured some of that, if you have questions at the end, feel free to ask me about them. So behind me, you'll see some pictures that'll be rotating through here on the screen. That does give, it shows the faces of our students. It shows some of the events and activities that we do both in our building and outside, out in the community. So, hey, I know some of those people right there. So yeah, some of your faces will be in it as well. But just to give you an idea of the students that when you're praying, who you're praying for and who you are supporting, you'll get to put some faces to some of those students now through this. So one story I would like to start off and share with is about one of the brand new events that we did this past year. We had never tried it before, but ever since I started here as the executive director, which is 5 years now, actually I think May was my 5 year anniversary at Teen Central. So the board had asked, like, well, what are your dreams for this ministry? After I had gotten to know it a little bit, had been working here for a little bit, and one of the things that always popped into my brain immediately was to hold a worship night. And I didn't know what that looked like. At that time, the students that we had coming did not care about Bible studies. So the idea of worshiping was very, very foreign to them. And I was like, I have no idea like what that's going to look like. I don't know when it's going to happen, but that was my dream. One of the dreams that, and the board came, was supportive of that. Our staff was supportive of that. So 5 years later, it happened. And our students during this time had been getting more familiar with worship, but most of the time the worship that they knew was me standing up here with my guitar and singing, and some of them were really into it and loved it, and they were requesting it for Bible studies, and others, I'm pretty sure their worship time was resting their eyes a little bit, which is also fine because they were hearing the words, they were being exposed to it, it was becoming normal. And some of our students liked it so much, our high schoolers, that worship became a regular part of Bible study on Tuesday nights with our high school students. That's how we open our Bible study every single week with them. And if for some reason I've lost my voice or something's happening and we don't worship, they're like, why aren't we worshiping? Which is great that that's something that they missed. So our activity coordinator at the time, Chantel, and I had been praying about what would it look like to give these students a big worship experience. And we know as Christians that worship looks, it can look big, it can look little, it can look by ourselves, it can look in a group of people. But we knew that many of our students didn't know what it could feel like to lift their voices without fear in a room with other people doing the same thing, just praising. That's not something that many of them had been brave enough to ever do or had the opportunity to do. So we wanted to give them that opportunity, and God aligned everything perfectly for a band and lighting and the space, and we opened it up to the community. So different leaders were able to go and invite their church groups in different places to come in, and we wanted to fill this room. We wanted to fill it with praise and with people and with voices, and we wanted to really do that. And last November, our dream became a reality. We were able to host that here. I think you guys have seen the, when these are open, the lovely, the what covers the windows. That was all part of that worship night. And it was awesome. And, you know, I wasn't sure how our students would respond to this experience. Many of our students are unchurched, saying that TC is where they go to church, our youth group, so they've never experienced worship like this before. Many are terrified to stand out, which makes raising their voice in worship a very vulnerable experience. And others were a little hesitant about inviting outside groups into their safe space. As Christians, we know that that's what we're called to do. We're called to invite others in. We're called to go out and do that. But for them, when they don't have a lot of safe spaces in their home lives, it was really scary to invite new faces in here. And they were really unsure feeling when so many people were coming in. So they weren't too eager with that idea as it was happening. But it was also very clear to me that some of our students were so ready for this, and they were so excited about it. And this was an opportunity for them to take a new step in their faith. And they were very excited about this. And I was like, well, we're saying that we're doing a whole event. Normally our events are going roller skating or, you know, going rock climbing or different things. And this whole event is going to be about worshiping God. And I didn't know if we were going to have our normal 45 students come out to an event. Oh, there it is. There's worship night. Perfect timing. We didn't know if we were going to have our 45 students come out to an event or if kids were going to be like, this is one we can take a break from and we're going to have five. We didn't know. Either way, we knew that whoever was showing up that night, it was for God, and we were going to trust him through this process. And man, was it an awesome night. It was an incredible night. So to my surprise, after the event, we did have 45 students show up, and this room was packed. They were standing in the back. We ran out of chairs, which is always a good sign. And over half of our students that night asked for us to do it again almost immediately. They asked to do it again. When are we going to have another worship night? Not when are we going rock climbing again? When are you going to take us snow tubing again? Are we going to have another worship night? And wow, it was amazing. And I got some feedback from some of our band members that the students who were in the front row were belting out the song so loudly that it was distracting our drummer, which is pretty impressive. I'm a drummer, so I know that is pretty impressive. And he was like, man, I couldn't stop looking at them. He's like, they were just belting out these songs on the top of their lungs. And that is just proof of what God is doing here. How far some of these students have come, the fact that they were able to let their guard down and invite new people in to their safe space, and their desire to connect with Jesus, that they were asking for it again. Something was different, and they were asking for it again. Just worshiping in a room full of their peers, which again, vulnerable experience, a room full of their peers and new faces, and they were asking for more. And yes, we will be doing that again, and hopefully you all will be able to join us in that as well. But yeah, just one of those stories about the growth of what Jesus is doing in the lives of some of these students who, again, we used to say, hey, it's time for Bible study. And they say, we'll see you tomorrow. And they would choose to leave. And here they chose to come and attend a night of that was just filled with worshiping God. So that's one of my stories. Next story, as most of you know, we hold a daily Bible study with our students here at TC. And we study different parts of the Bible for every day of the week. That helps us give a broad coverage and messages and lessons from Scripture. For example, on Mondays when we have both high school and middle school students here, we're working through a curriculum on the New Testament. Then on Wednesdays with our middle schoolers, we dive into the Old Testament. Tuesday nights with our high school students only, we do a devotional that helps them apply their daily struggles to their faith, what makes it real for them. And then on Thursdays, we usually add a little bit more of an interactive message with videos or games or our small groups, something to really connect it. That's our highest attended day on Thursdays. We, over the winter, have been averaging about 40 students on our Thursdays. So that's a good day for them to do a little bit more interactive stuff. So I was teaching to our middle schoolers for a few Wednesdays ago, and we had been studying the story of Moses. And we had started a few months ago everything with Moses being found in the river through his whole journey of leaving Egypt and then returning to free God's people. And we honestly had been studying Exodus and part of Numbers for what I felt like ages. It's a very long story, but our students were into it. They were here for it. They were remembering details from week to week, which is pretty impressive. And we were just getting the part of the deliverance of God's people into the promised land. And the week that I was teaching was the story of Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, where the people were rebelling, which with this whole process was not a new thing, right? We know that they took a lot of times to rebel and to question and to doubt. And that this story was really connecting with our middle schoolers, who some of them are very, very new in their faith, you know? So the questioning, the doubting, the, well, I'm going through something really hard, is God here right now? It was really connecting with them. But at this point, God's people were saying they wanted to take up a new leader. They wanted to go back into slavery in Egypt. They were done. The 12 spies had gone out to check out the promised land, and they didn't return with good news. And they doubted they could ever enter, even with God's help. So we were discussing what we think of when we hear the word rebellion, which those of you who connect with our students a little bit know that they had some connections with this topic. We had talked about if the students had ever wanted to rebel against something, and what is the motivation behind rebelling. We were also talking about if rebellion could ever be good. And overall, the students came to the conclusion that God's people were scared and worried, and that was causing them not to trust God, which is why they kept rebelling. Our students noticed that the people of God, much like we all tend to do, wanted to take things into their own hands and control it, even if that meant returning to slavery, which all of the students agreed was a very bad idea. They said, no, why would they want to do that? Which I was like, yes, good job. And then we took a vote, and they all unanimously said that rebelling against God was not smart. Yes. I know that for us, we're like, well, duh. But like, I was like, win. Yes, that is right, guys. They all unanimously said rebelling against God was not good. And after working through that day's scripture, we ended with some discussion questions. Questions like, have you ever doubted God or wanted to rebel against him? And keeping in mind, we were prompting them to think, when do you think things are unfair? Go back to the motivations. When do you think things are unfair? When would you have rather done something yourself than trust? Or when did you simply just not want to listen, so you may have made a different choice? We talked about the people in our lives who help us overcome our doubt and help us talk to God, like Moses did for the people of Israel in that story. We talked about why it's easier to complain about our situations instead of trusting God through them. And our middle schoolers were sharing. They were into this conversation. They were sharing, and it's always so amazing when you can get, especially a group of middle schoolers, to trust you and to open up and to share when they're surrounded by other middle schoolers who they're used to being judged by. So they were opening up about their struggles at home. They were opening up about school and their personal lives. And the very last question of our discussion that day was, do you know of anyone who refuses to believe in Jesus, just like the people in Scripture? What, if anything, have you said to them? And our students' hands shot up immediately. This was one that they related to. One student said that he has a friend who is an atheist, and at lunch every day, they sit and they talk about their beliefs. I was impressed by that one. He then went on to say that he wanted to invite this friend to Teen Central. Another student said that he has a group of friends at school that make fun of believing in Jesus, and when all of his friends start making fun of Christians, he just gets quiet because he's scared of what would happen next. And a lot of our students sat there shaking their heads. I think that's a pretty familiar experience for most of them. Other students spoke up about family members who didn't believe, about kids who they sit next to at school, and we talked about how we can respond in all of those situations, ways that we can be a voice for Jesus right then and there, but ways to also protect ourselves. A lot of our kids are terrified of being bullied, and this is a real struggle for them to step out and be bold in their faith, especially when their faith is so new. And after we wrapped up and concluded with prayer, one of our eighth grade male students came up to me as I was putting away our tech and everything, and he waited until no one else was around me, and he said to me, that was me. And at this point, my mind was in like, I got to put the screen up, or I got to help with serving dinner and everything. And I was like, that was you. And I just kind of looked at him, and he goes, no, that was me. I'm the person who refused to believe in Jesus. That was me. My dad always told me God isn't real and that he can't do anything for us. And I never argued with him. I just believed that what he was saying was true and made sure that my brother did the same thing. But now that I come here, I know that that's not right. I know that my dad was wrong and that God is real. And I believe in him. And I told my grandma that I believe in him. And sometimes I get to go to church with her now. He said, I know that God is real and I believe in him, even though the only parent figure he has, his father, says that it's not true. I know that God is real and I believe in him. And now he and his brother come all the time. We see them very, very regularly. And they just started coming in September with a friend of theirs. And now they come in every day. They say that they believe. And they are two of the kids that'll smile the biggest. And they tell a staff member or volunteer almost every single day that they're here, hey, man, I love you. You know, like something that is very strange and foreign to them. But because of Jesus, they can say that now. And they can say that they believe. And we know that their home lives are rough. we've gotten glimpses of what home looks like for them. We've gotten glimpses of their appearance and the way that they're not taken care of in certain ways that they need to be. But they came here where they could be introduced to Jesus and where they felt his love and his presence, and they believe. They ask a lot of questions during Bible study, and they mess up, and sometimes they break the rules. But they're also the first ones to remember the scriptures from the days before, to tell us when we say, hey, do you guys remember what we talked about last week? And they will rattle off the last 3 or 4 weeks. They're remembering. It matters to them. And they will proudly tell you what they are learning. And this is why Teen Central is so needed in this town. And for students like these brothers who simply need to be exposed to what is true and what genuine love looks like. And I am so thankful for the support of all of you and the way that we can make these experiences possible, that we can be a place where people can come, students can come and meet Jesus. I'm thankful for those of you who drop off donations. I know Colleen does that every other week for us, which is a huge blessing for our students to be able to take that home. For those of you who volunteer your time and resources and that jump at every opportunity to help us out, whether that is a financial need or to run a cotton candy machine at an event or to come and run a sound system. For those of you who hold this ministry in prayer and genuinely care about the students who come through these doors, past, present, and future, I just want to say thank you. And speaking of prayers, this is my little, I'm going to jump into our prayer request portion this time. I know a lot of you pray for us very, very faithfully. So I wanted to share with you a few prayer requests that we have. First of all, our students. Always for our students. That is the first and foremost thing for prayers. For those who are walking in incredibly difficult situations, from bullying at school to next steps after graduation, for choices that they are going to have to make after graduation when they don't have... when they're making decisions on their own. For parents who are going through divorces, for our students that are very concerned about loved ones and their health conditions, to being students that are being kicked out of school because both their parents and the schools are at a loss for how to help them. Those are real situations for us. I was sharing a little bit earlier with Mary and Scott, we have a family that has been homeless for the past 6 months. They've been living out of a hotel here in Mannheim. They used to live right here in the center of town and walk to Teen Central every single day. And now we get to see them once or twice a week, maybe, when they can get a ride. And it's real for them. And but how beautiful that one of the boys, high school, he's in 10th grade this year, has kept the faith through all of it. He doesn't question. He knows like God is there, and he is so happy every single time he walks through these doors to get to learn more about Jesus and to connect. And actually, I have a message from him on my phone right now. He's messaging our Teen Central account, telling me the next time he gets to be here. And so even through the darkest period, hopefully, of their lives, this is the darkest period. He has light. He has light, and that's a beautiful thing. For our students who are desperately craving attention, and sometimes go about receiving it in the wrong ways. For those needing to be seen, the need for them to be shown grace and accountability and encouragement somehow all at the same time when they do make the wrong decision. For those who are seeking to find their identity and for those who are walking alongside them as they do so, hopefully pointing them to Christ and not to the world. And for those of our students whose lives are going great right now, for those who love coming in and telling us when their birthday is coming up and what their summer plans are and how they're learning to serve those around them, for those that help us set up the chairs up Teen Central because they're eager to help. So for both those that are struggling with things and for both those that are walking a brand new part of their life in the most beautiful ways with Jesus. Prayers for our volunteers and staff and their beautiful hearts for service. For those who are blessed enough to get close to our students and can be listening ears, but also as they navigate the heartache and the next steps that it takes when walking with hurting teens. For those who pray for, worry about, and have pain taken out on them, for them to have the closeness to God to persevere with his help to continue on God's plan for their mentorship with students. Prayers for our board members. As we enter a new phase of discerning what the next steps of growth could look like here at Teen Central, they've been daring to dream recently about what's next. We have been very blessed recently. We've had a ton of support, which is amazing. And we know that God has something up his sleeve, and we just don't know what it is yet. So prayers as they continue to discern and wisdom as they walk with the Lord and listen to what his plans could be here at Teen Central. I said, this is the first time since I've been here in 5 years that we have students graduating from Teen Central. We have 6 students that this year that started as 7th graders when I started here, and they've been with the program the whole entire time, and they're graduating. So what does it mean for Teen Central to be able to follow them next? How can we continue to support them in their personal lives and in their faith journeys as they have aged out technically of Teen Central, but we're not quite ready to say bye to them yet. So what does that look like? And a personal prayer request of mine, a prayer of thanks. This job and this role are certainly not always easy. There are nights when I leave here totally encouraged and empowered and by what has taken place here. And there are nights where I drive home in tears and wrestle with whether or not the right words were said at the right time, if situations were handled correctly. And just honestly, if we were able to be God's light in a dark situation for our students. And sometimes I'm simply just heartbroken over the struggles that have been shared that night. And that were revealed about a student or something that happened to a student. And I know I'm not the only one who leaves here with those feelings at times. I know we have such a caring staff and such caring volunteers that, yeah, we get to leave here energized, and sometimes we leave here a little heavy. And we know that we can turn to God in those situations, but sometimes the heaviest part is not knowing if our students know that. And sometimes I directly see the impact of what we are doing, and I thank God for those glimpses into the kingdom. And other times I just pray that the seeds that we are planting will eventually bloom, even if we're not the ones who get to see that blossom. But the reason I say that my prayer request is of thanks is because I'm so thankful for the support of our staff and volunteers and community and for the work that is happening here at Teen Central. I'm so thankful for the leadership and volunteer team that we have, for the hearts and dedication of each person that is serving. And I'm thankful for the ways that our community rallies behind the students and the families in this ministry. This past Christmas, we had a family that they have 8 kids, and they could not provide Christmas this year. And 4 of their kids we have here at Teen Central, and the other 4 are very eager to be a part of Teen Central someday. And they reached out and said, you know, can you pray for us? Is there anything that you can do? And I sent out an email, and within 5 minutes, all 8 of those kids' needs were covered for Christmas. You all were able to help with that and give the kids the Christmas that year. And on top of that, this community is so supportive that we were able to bless the family with over $1,000 of Wise gift cards to help them regain some of the stuff that they were missing during this low part in their lives when their dad had lost their job. And that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So I'm thankful for your prayers and the way that for the way our supporters and TC family have their eyes set on Christ through both the simple and the complicated times. I'm so thankful for the generosity that is shown to our students here in this ministry, for the generosity of grace, for the generosity of patience, even though sometimes it is hard, but I'm thankful for that generosity. And my prayer of thanks is because without that support, without our team, without all of you, I wouldn't be able to do what I do here. And I know that this ministry of Teen Central wouldn't be able to do what it does here in this town for these students. And the stories of worship night and the stories of believing in God for the first time ever wouldn't be possible. None of those testimonies would happen without your prayers and your support. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve here and for all of those who make up this place, both on the front lines and behind the scenes. Thank you. So on that note, I would love to open this up for if anyone has anything else that they, any questions, if you'd like to hear any more stories, anything you would like more of an update on, anything at all. And then after that, I would love to just open up the space for a time of prayer. I don't know. I didn't see if that was okay beforehand, Scott. I don't know how you guys normally end service, but I would love to just to gather in prayer and to lift up these students and this place and this ministry and all of you. So is there anything that you guys want to know more about? Any questions that you have? I'm going to get behind. Yes. Yes, I have a very beautiful family. I may be a little biased with that, but I have 2 beautiful babies. Connor just turned 5 in March, and Natalie just turned 3 in April. And my husband, Drew, is with them right now, actually at my parents' church right up the street worshiping. We live in Middletown, so we worship with our community there. So it's always a treat for them when they get to come and worship with Grandma and Grandpa at my home church. So that's where they are this morning. Connor goes to kindergarten next year, which is super exciting. He'll be going to Mount Calvary in E-Town. And we're very he is very excited for that next journey. We all are, but he loves to learn. So he is overly excited. And then, of course, little sister keeps asking, when do I go to school? When I'm going to meet my teachers, right, Mommy? And she'll be starting preschool next year right across the street here at Zion, which is where Connor did his time at preschool. So they are both happy, healthy, beautiful children. My husband works as a nurse in the pediatric section of Penn State Hershey. So he, thankfully, he's standing outside. I can see him right now. He's waiting. I think he probably sent my kids home with my parents, and now he's like, I'm your ride. But he's fine. He just switched from night shift this spring, so he had been working nights, which was very, very, very tiring. God was persistent in all of that, and we now get to eat dinners together as a family, which is awesome. So we are thankful for that time together. And with being able to hire a new staff member here at Teen Central, we hired a program director a couple of months ago that now frees me up to only be here 3 nights a week instead of all 4. And we are very thankful for that extra day just to be able to be together as a family, because a lot of our time is shuttling the kids to and from. But I'm also very blessed that my whole family lives in Manheim. So when I'm here serving at Teen Central, Connor and Natalie get to be spending time with their Grammy and their grandma and their grandpa, and they can never have too much family time. So they cherish those moments of picking strawberries in the backyard and cuddling with their Grammy so much too. So yeah, that's me. That's my family. So yeah, any other questions? We love it. It is perfect. It's a big enough space that they spread out, so no area ever really seems overwhelmed, but it's not too many different sections that we can always have everything monitored and an adult there to be able to interact with the students in every single space. They love our parking lot, which I always think is weird. We have this beautiful space inside, and sometimes they're like, I just want to stand outside. And I'm like, okay. But the location is so convenient for students to be able to walk here. It's set up so well, I think this space is, I love that our craft room, we were able to update our craft room, which is your Sunday school room upstairs for kids, and we gave that a facelift, so that has been utilized by a lot of our students recently, especially on the days where we have lower attended students, that they can go upstairs with an adult and just paint, which they love doing. The outside of our building, holy moly. Beautiful. I think that has been a huge, it's funny how many people now come up to me and say, I never knew Teen Central existed until you guys did, until you did all the renovations. And now I'm like, yes, that's right. You know where we are. But knowing that our students are proud of what's out there as well, proud of their home, proud of what it looks like. We are very blessed by this location, by this place, by everything that this facility has to offer. So yeah. Did that answer your question? I think. Okay. Yeah. Every single day. Every day the students get dinner. So we're open for 2 hours every day. So normally the first couple of minutes they'll come in. Brenda, who is our kitchen coordinator. Depends on the day because we're open 2 different times. But Brenda always has a full layout of snacks out there, so the kids will hit that hard, especially the 2 days that we're open right after school and they're starving. They'll come in and wipe that out pretty good. Then we have about an hour and 15 minutes of a hangout time, so this usually turns into a dodgeball room or some sort of crazy kickball going outside. We brought out the volleyball net the other day, which is cool. And they'll kind of spread out, do their crafts, sit. Some just want to sit and talk. Some will just run from space to space to space because ADHD after school. So there's lots of fun stuff that happens with all of that. And then we do our Bible study time. That normally takes place, if we're open from 3:30 to 5:30 that day, that'll happen at 4:45. And we usually do about 15, 20 minutes of Bible study. On the days we're open from 6:30 to 8:30, we gather for Bible study at 7:45. And then the meal is the last thing that we do that night. So that's normally happens between 5 and 5:15 on a Monday and Wednesday, and between 8 and 8:15 on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And that's what we conclude with. So Brenda has the entire time before that. She makes everything from scratch here. I can't say how wonderful Brenda Hershey is enough. And I like to say, like, oh, new kids come here because of me and I'm doing a great job out in the community. And I'm like, no, they come here for Brenda and Brenda's food. Like, I know that that's why they keep coming back. Brenda is amazing. But yeah, so then every day they get a free meal as well. And that is, like I said, a full, usually made from scratch, hearty meal that they, and a lot of them will take leftovers home, make sure they have food for the next day or Thursday. So they'll, some leave with grocery bags full of food sometimes. So that way they can, they have meals for over the weekend and different things. So, yeah. Anything else I can answer any questions for? The air hockey is ordered. We're waiting for it to be delivered. They have cashed the check, so it is coming. So I actually followed up with them with an email last week because I was like, oh, I want to give you guys an update on the air hockey table. And so I will be calling them next week to make sure we can set up a time for delivery and everything. But yes, we are. I am very excited for that air hockey table, and I know the students are as well. So yeah, thank you all so much. Yeah, so the foosball actually get moved downstairs as well to clear up some of that space there in between the hallways. So at that point, the gym will have the pool table. It'll have the brand new air hockey table. The foosball will be down there. The carpet ball will be down there. The basketball courts. And we'll still leave a couple of the sitting areas for students just who want to go down and hang out and watch other people do the athletic things. So yeah, so that'll be a true looking gym down there. And I'm very excited. So. The prayer request from the students? Yeah, so after our Bible studies every day, we do take prayer requests from their students. And it's our volunteer teams from that day who then take those prayer requests and hold them in prayer. We used to collect all of them and then send them out on a prayer chain. And that ended up getting a little bit messy, especially with confidentiality things with some of the students. Some of the students, when they did start to share, were things that it was tricky to pass them along and keep their confidence. And we know that, like, holding up personal prayer requests, the power of prayer. And the students were very uncomfortable, some of them, with the people outside of the room that they shared with, knowing some of their personal things. So a lot of the times I will give blanket statements over those. And then we count very heavily on the volunteer teams for the night to pass along to their small groups, the ones that are that they're praying for and those things. But I'm always happy to share those if people reach out to me with what they are. A lot of our students, their prayer requests are for loved ones who are going through cancer treatments, who are, you know, have upcoming, they're anxious about family members a lot of the times are the big ones, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like, so when you leave Teen Central, you're still connected.
Mm-hmm.
That kids are still sending you emails.
So yes.
You still have to check email, and it's like, wow, that's a whole different level.
Yeah. So a lot of our students use social media for those things if they have prayer requests outside of that. And yeah, so I manage our social media accounts with like our Instagram and our Facebook, and then our other staff members have access to that as well. So like our activity coordinator has access to that. That way when students are sharing things, it's not just being shared with one single person. There's accountability there with multiple eyes being able to see it. So like the student who's currently messaging our account, I will get the notifications for that and respond to that and talk. And yeah, he does give prayer requests a lot actually through social media. And we encourage our students to do that, to you know, contact us when we can be praying for things. But yeah, I'm the one who manages those accounts. But if there would ever be a need for someone else to see it, we do have people that have access to those as well. But yeah, even after graduation and everything, that's one of the cool parts about hiring the programming director is now I can kind of transition into whatever that next steps looks like with keeping in contact with our students that are graduating, our students who are not leaving here. It kind of frees me up to do more of those roles when before I was focusing a lot on being the executive director, but also doing all of the programming and making sure that was running smoothly. So yeah, the hiring of a program director has been a true blessing because I get to now look at where some of those other needs are and could be and spend some time pouring into those and really honoring the students that are messaging us or are sharing with us in through that way. So, yeah, good question. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you. So yeah, I would love to close with a time of prayer for, and I figured I would open it up and then I would leave it open for a little bit if anyone would like to pray directly for any of the things that I mentioned before or the prayer request that you guys had lifted up earlier. And then I didn't know if there would be anyone who would like to close in prayer then. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, I will go ahead and open us up. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for today. I thank you for this opportunity to come here and share about Teen Central. I thank you for the support of this direct community right here for all of the ways that they have been praying for Teen Central, walking alongside Teen Central, praying for me, Lord. I know that it, I tell my husband that sometimes when there's rough days, I'm like, but I have people praying for us. It's gonna be okay. God's got this. He's got these students. He's got our heart, and he knows the mission of this place, and he is here. He is here, and it is so evident that he is moving through these students, through this building, and spreading out into the community, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful for the hearts of our students, Lord, for the gifts that we see in them, even when they don't see it in themselves, the gifts that you have blessed them with, and we get glimpses of those sometimes, and we know that these students are made to make a difference for you, Lord. And we just pray that this place helps encourage and enable them to go out and make that difference through your love, to know that they are a child of God, that they are so deeply loved, and that those gifts that they have are for good, Lord, that they're for good. And Lord, we know that we don't always see the fruit that from the seeds that have been planted, but you do. You do, and you don't ever leave them as they struggle through those when they're going through a time of drought, when they feel like they've been buried instead of planted. Lord, you are with them. You are with them, and we're so thankful that you are, that you're with them through all of their journeys. Even when they're running as far as they can away from you, Lord, you are right there with them. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful for this place where they can come and feel you and feel your love and learn about all that is so good that you are doing. And Lord, when they are walking through dark times, that they know that they can still come here and be seen and that you're there, Lord. And we're just so thankful for that. So thank you for these people here who support Teen Central, who pray for Teen Central. And thank you so much for all of the love that you show, both the students who are here, the students we have met, the students that we will meet, Lord, the way that you love. Thank you so much.